There's a lot of interest players coming out, though, too, because we back there to Serena Williams, who last night she finished in, what, 30 minutes, 40 minutes? Her opponent retired because she was already hurt when she first came out there. But there's a ton of players. Do they actually have a real chance to beat Serena? Can they actually win the U.S. Open? But you have coming up soon, we have Simona Halep, who's played fairly well this year. She's playing Ash. Then we have Lucy Safarova, who reached the final of Roland Garros. She's around here. Angie Kerber, grandstand, won Stanford. I thought she's got a legitimate chance to win this tournament if she believes in herself. Lots of players out there, but they can beat Serena. That we're not sure of.
Well, I want to touch on Serena because she came in yesterday, obviously the first step toward the calendar Grand Slam. Scored that very abbreviated 6-love, 2-love win over Dyachenko of Russia. But in the rest of her portion of the draw, Karolina Pliskova, who won the Emirates Airline U.S. Open Series, went out in the first round fairly easily to American qualifier Anna Tadashvili. But then the bottom half of that draw, Matt, that bottom quarter, if you will, of the top half of the draw, Maria Sharapova was there. She withdrew on Sunday. Anna Ivanovic went out in the first round to Dominika Sibulkova in 3 sets. And the only other top 10 player was Carla Suarez Navarro, and she got bounced out. So now if you look ahead in the draw, and we don't want to necessarily pen in Serena, but it seems like we can use a pretty dark pencil to color her all the way through and write her in the draw all the way. She wouldn't meet a top 10 player until the final.
Well, you can look at it now and say, talk about wide open now. Really, you look at that quarter and you think, who can actually get through? I mean, I'm not really sure. It's Sibulkova, who beat Ivanovic. Sibulkova's been a top 10 player. Can she get to the semifinals? Sure she has a can. Jeannie Bouchard has totally disappeared this year. Took a huge, huge win over Riss yesterday. Can Jeannie actually get through the semifinals? Sure she has a shot. So many different Makarova reached the semifinals last year. Could she do it? Sure she can. Svitolina, who I think she's 20 years old, number 17, I think she has a legitimate shot. So many different people, because once Sharapova went out, decided that she couldn't play, all hell broke loose. Lots of different people who could actually push her at least to the third sets there. Without a doubt. I mean, Keys is still in there. Won yesterday. Coco Vandeweghe. She has to play Keys, which is going to be a terrific match.